Proclamation number 3902 of 12th of October, 1946. Signs of the working of the spirit in the human being. My working through the spirit in the human being is of such a kind that the soul strives ever more away from matter and unites with the spiritual spark within it. Where I can work, the desire for the world must also decrease and the desire for me increase, for once my strength can enfold everything earthly, everything material, loses its value, for the spiritual outshines the worldly and becomes ever more desirable to the human being's soul. Where I myself can work in the human being through my spirit, there I also distribute spiritual gifts which make the human being happy and let him become ever more inward. And thus the human being's soul unites with his spirit and it now determines all his thinking, wanting and feeling. And the body soon conforms to the soul's desire, it too withdraws from the desire for earthly pleasures and goods. It only serves the soul to carry out what the spirit demands from the soul. It only serves the soul to carry out works of neighborly love, to impart spiritual and earthly gifts to its fellow human beings who are in need of them. And when body, soul and spirit have become one in will and activity, the union with me is also established. Because the spirit in the human being is my share, because it is eternally inseparable from the Father Spirit and because I myself am already present where I can work through my spirit in the human being. Where the world is still desired, where the body and soul still strive for earthly advantages, there my working through the spirit in the human being can never be spoken of, there only the intellect can be active. Even if spiritual knowledge is the object of its activity. And this will never correspond to the truth or be completely misunderstood by him if he has intellectually accepted the truth from someone who knows the truth. My working of the spirit expresses itself in the transmission of spiritual truths, yet then the human being does not need to be supplied with knowledge from outside but my spirit within him communicates it to him. Knowledge comes from within him, and this is the surest sign of the working of the spirit in the human being. For it exceeds a person's natural ability to intellectually fathom something for which there is no evidence on earth. But it is fully understandable for the person in whom I myself can work. He himself no longer needs proof in order to recognize it as profound truth, for since he is taught by the spirit within himself he also receives the power of realization at the same time, but all those lack it where my spirit cannot be effective. Furthermore, my spirit's activity consists of exceedingly active love. The human being feels impelled to distribute spiritual and earthly things, and thus my activity is recognizable where love is practiced. For I myself must be there because I myself am love, and my strength of love must constantly flow over to the human being and let him become active in every way. But his activity will always correspond to my will because my spirit guides him and orders his thoughts. And thus the human being will think, speak and act correctly and mature in his realization. He will become knowledgeable, live in truth and in love if I myself can work in him through my spirit. He will already find union with me on earth and remain eternally inseparably united with me. Amen.